You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. One of the emerging issues in the Treasure Valley over the last several years has been the shrinking number of affordable housing units. As the housing market has improved and people continue moving to the region, rents have gone up, and the number of available units has also declined. Our Adam Cotterell has been following the story and joins us now. Good afternoon, Adam.
Hi, Samantha.
As you've talked with those who understand this issue in the Boise area, what have you found out?
Well, I've been working on a story about rising rents that we'll have on Morning Edition tomorrow. As I've done that, I've heard something alarming from a lot of people, that the Treasure Valley is in a low-income housing crisis. Experts say people who are low-income or even moderate-income are having a very hard time finding a place to live. Vacancy rates have been at record lows for a couple of years, and in the last 3 years, some rents have gone up by about 30%.
So who's being hurt by this housing crisis?
People with moderate incomes are having a tough time, but the most vulnerable residents are the worst off. Take people who qualify for housing assistance through the Boise Ada County Housing Authority. That can include homeless families, people with disabilities, vets with PTSD. They have to wait many months to get a voucher, which is basically government assistance to help them pay rent. Once they get a voucher, they have a few months to find a place or lose the voucher. More than a third of people who get the vouchers now lose them because no one will rent to them. Housing Authority Director Deanna Watson says her organization is desperate to find landlords willing to rent to people with vouchers.
Those are really popular when landlords are trying to fill units, but they're seen as burdensome and red tape when there's 10 people lined up and 9 can pay the full rent.
It sounds like a landlord's market, if you will.
It is, and that's coming out of several very bad years to be a landlord during the Great Recession. The good rental market is attracting a lot of out-of-state investment. For example, I talked with Nicholas Davidson, an asset manager with Kennedy Wilson Multifamily, which owns rentals all over the West. The company recently bought a big complex on Main and Whitewater, its first investment in Boise.
Well, it's a really interesting market. It's an up-and-coming market. There's a lot of job growth and migration, and I think Boise is starting to become more well-known.
The company is now remodeling apartments and will raise rents as a result.
In some ways, though, isn't this a sign things are going pretty well in the Boise area?
You can certainly say an improving economy is one of the things contributing to the state of the rental market. But something we've heard many times over the last few years, the economic rebound has not reached the people at the lower end of the economy. Many people told me that we would not be in a crisis if wages were going up anywhere near the rate rents are going up. Nora Carpenter, head of the United Way of the Treasure Valley, says about 40% of Valley residents spend more than a third of their income on housing.
If you are in a position where your cost of housing is too high for your budget, there is no question that one simple life event, even a minor medical emergency, can be the singular tipping point that can start a family on a process of losing their housing.
Carpenter says more and more people are being pushed out of Boise to the west end of the Treasure Valley. That, she says, creates a new set of problems for the families involved, like transportation.
So are there any solutions in the works?
Well, Carpenter says different groups are having conversations about what can be done. But she says what's needed is for everyone with something at stake in this, including government, business, and nonprofits, to come together and figure something out.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
You can hear Adam's report on one consequence of rising rents in the Treasure Valley. That's tomorrow morning at 6:45 and 8:45 during Morning Edition here on KBSX 91.5.